You're listening to the Wheel of Time TV podcast with Jay Florence.
You ride away from Terran Ferry north on the road to Berlan, and you travel for some time. Finally, you know, you're just exhausted. You've fled from Devon Ride on winter night. You've been traveling nonstop since then, away from Trollocs or something worse. You finally stop to rest, and there are just bare branches, dead grass around, no sign of spring at all. Cold wind picks up and tears at you. You see Elmer. He goes to his horse and pulls a simple shovel off of it, and he starts to dig a hole. And as he gets warm, he strips down to the waist, and Elmer is built like a grizzly bear. And you notice Daphne is just kind of staring at him as he digs this hole deeper and deeper. Finally, when he's done, all of you crawl down into the hole, and he covers it with dead branches, and he makes a small fire out of the vision of anyone who might be searching for you. Zan, you find yourself in a long stone staircase. Everything around you seems damp. Halfway down the staircase is an opening on either side.
I probably kind of try to like peer down both directions and see if there's anything. Is there any light down either direction?
It looks almost like a castle, but the stone is dull gray. And there is light, you can see, coming from one of the stairways to the right.
Okay, yeah, I take the one that's best lit.
Okay, so as you head down the stairs, the opening on the right actually heads back up and then twists and turns, and there's another staircase back up. You have this feeling that something's following you or getting closer to you.
And I turn around and see if is there anyone.
Just a feeling. Following? You can't seem to see anything.
But I've lost the group.
Also. Yeah, you're alone.
Oh, great. Yeah, I kind of probably put my hand on the dagger and keep going forward.
So as you turn another corner, the staircases in this place seem nonsensical.
Sure.
You're just going up and down and around. You find yourself walking up one that walks up the ceiling almost. And then you turn and suddenly it's like gravity has changed and you're in another room.
And then David Bowie is there.
David Bowie walks out.
And then the Goblin King.
The Goblin King walks out juggling balls.
Pierce, and he says, dance, dance, magic dance.
Slap that, babe.
Make it pee.
Make it pee.
Is that what he says?
No. Make it free.
Make it free.
That's not what he says.
No.
You know this.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this, yeah. Yeah, I always thought he said, slap that baby, make him pee.
Make him pee.
Which I thought was a weird but sort of appropriate thing for a goblin to say, right?
It's all weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So you're in the upside
down. So, yeah, I think I probably just kind of stop and slowly turn around and, like, looking around, trying to wrap my head around, like, this situation.
So there's an archway in front of you, and it opens into a much larger room than you've been able to find in all the staircases so far. You can see a faint light coming from inside.
And so if I turn towards this kind of doorway and then turn back, does it feel like that's a little more of a solid reality? Or in terms of like how this place works?
It all seems strange. Sure, there's at least like the glow of an earth fire.
Yeah, then I probably go towards that.
So you walk in and you see a man in dark robes, as black as midnight. He stands at the fireplace where this light is coming from. And around the fireplace, you see twisted faces. He turns to look at you. He's a handsome man. His face is sort of hidden in a cloak, but you can see just his chin.
I think I probably stop walking into the room once he turns to look at me. Does he acknowledge me? Or?
Yeah, he addresses you. He says, you, curious. You are not the one I seek. And yet, you are not useless to me.
Who are you?
He kind of chuckles. That is not your concern. He looks you up and down. Yes, you will play your part in the weave.
I'm just trying to find my friends. How do I get out of here? Where am I?
He steps toward you, and as his mouth opens, you see the sort of chamber of fire inside.
Hot.
Yeah, I think I'd probably start backing up.
Now, go. There are others I must find.
Yeah, then I'd definitely leave the room.
Zen, you wake in a cold sweat. Lemondor is sleeping near you, snoring quietly. You're underneath this shelter of trees that Elmer has created. Both of you hear a loud thud from from outside.
Yeah.
Zen, what was that?
What?
A thud.
A thud?
A loud thud.
I didn't hear a thud, but sure.
Something. I think it was your leg.
So you notice that Amelia and Elmer are not with you.
Where's Amelia?
Yeah, where's Elmer?
I don't know. Let's look about.
Yeah, I think I get up and I kind of probably like wipe my brow. Probably have like some sweat on my brow.
Oh, you look oily. You should take a bath when we get to town.
Thanks. When's the last time you took a bath?
I know how to do my washing. So I poke my head out of the hole and can I like see out of the hole, or is it above my head? Do I have to climb out?
You have to climb out.
Okay, so I climb out. I try to be quiet and I look around.
So you can see your horses are still tied up, but Emiria is leaning over Daphne, and you can see her blonde curls falling down. Daphne is unconscious on the ground.
I run up to Emilia and kind of push her aside and say, "What have you done to her?"
So Emilia is kind of whispering, and she says, "Fool child. She tried to channel by herself."
"Well, it's your fault. Showing her things she's not ready for."
She drew in too much.
"Well, what will she get better?"
"She needs rest and a warm bed."
"Well, we're in the woods, so how do you reckon we find that?"
"We'll head to Berlan."
"All right, can we leave now?"
She clucks her tongue and shakes her head back and forth. "Fool child."
I kind of elbow Zen, and I'll be like, "What if she's not telling the truth?"
I think I just arrived, like, at that moment.
Okay.
Because I think I probably took a few seconds to kind of, like, collect myself. And then, like, I arrived.
Move your lazy bones. Look at our friend.
What happened? What's wrong with Daphne?
Amelia claims she channeled too much of the One Power.
The One Power? She's playing with that shit.
A good Devon rider wouldn't meddle with the power. What if she's lying?
We can't
trust what an Aes Sedai says.
Look, we've left home. We have no choice but to trust her.
She says we have to go on to Berlan.
What are we going
to
do, go back?
Well, no, we'll go forward. Could use some ale and some more tobacco anyway. I bet they have some nice lads in Berlan.
So,
some shapely women.
As you're discussing what kinds of lads or shapely women they might have in Berlan, you hear Elmer's voice and he says, "All right, bumpkins, saddle up."
I kind of shrug and head towards my trusted steed.
So you travel much longer. The wind pulls at you like icy fingers. It's still not spring. You ride finally after much travel over a crest, and you see a long wall, nearly 20 feet high. And you can see across it on different points watchtowers around its length. You can also see slate and tile roofs, not like they have in Devon Ride. Hundreds of chimneys. There don't seem to be thatched roofs anywhere. There's kind of small farms scattered around. Lemondura, you can feel Scruffin moving around, his little claws moving around in your skirt.
I kind of pet Scruffin, and I try to make contact with him and to let him know, like, we're in the city now. We made it.
He's hungry. So Elmer says,
"All right, Bumpkins, you're not in the Two Rivers anymore. There's all kinds of things that could cause problems for us here. There's dark friends. There might be fades. Just keep your wits about you. Don't talk to anyone you don't know. All right? Don't act like fool country kids."
"Well, if you don't want us to act like fools, best give us some coin."
"Yeah, well, what happened last time I gave you coin?"
"I got some soup. Some fish soup."
"If I remember, I lost you, and then I got swindled."
Swindled.
You got swindled.
We're just a bumpkin.
Alright.
I imagine Daphne's just slung across Elmer's horse. Yeah, like laying unconscious.
Yeah. So he presses coins into both of your hands.
"Zen, look at this place. It's huge.
We can do anything.
I reckon it's better than Emmons Field."
So you head in the Whitebridge Gate of Bearlon. It's the middle of the day, so the gate is open. Lemondora, you're suddenly struck by hundreds, if not thousands, of tiny thoughts. All of these little thoughts are just all of a sudden coming into your mind. Thoughts of delicious garbage and sweet fruit that's too ripe and smelly cheese and half-chewed bread and darkness and scurrying and the best places to get in.
I kind of hunch over, grabbing my head in my hands, and I'm just like, oh, the scurrying, the garbage, the smells, the sweet smells.
What are you talking about?
Salt.
What are you talking about?
They're in my head, Zen.
Is she talking about soup again?
She just needs a drink.
Elmer.
Let's go.
I do need a drink.
So Elmer rides up and gets off of his horse and leaves Daphne slung across it. And you can see him talking to a couple of townsfolk. And he comes back over and he says,
sounds like Children of the Light are here. Even more reason to keep it close to the chest.
What's wrong with children who walk in the light?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You bumpkins. You'll see. Also, miners are in. I guess they came in with a spring thaw. It's going to be hard to find a room.
Just follow me.
You like everyone, Lem.
So you head to a couple of different inns in town. You try three that are all full up. Finally, you find one called the Sprig and the Squirrel that has a room that you're all apparently going to share because the miners have come in and taken up all the rooms in town. Daphne and Amelia and Elmer head up into the room. And Elmer says to you before he goes up there,
all right, go get something to eat or look around Bearlon if you must. I know it must be exciting for you both. Just be careful.
Ooh, Sprig and a Squirrel. I think that's what's on the menu.
I hope not. Let's get out of here.
Let's go adventure. A real city, Zen.
I know.
A real city. We head out and I guess start walking down the main road.
Yeah, so it's elbow to elbow. People are packing the streets. They're dressed in cloaks and coats. Many of them are still bundled up against the cold. And you can see there are broad streets paved with flagstone, some also narrow, winding streets. Some people are dressed like you've never seen before in the Two Rivers. They've got long, fur-lined coats that reach almost to their ankles. Lem, you see a couple of miners. They're kind of hunched over and stocky, but they're not bad-looking. They're kind of walking by you.
I give them an eye and a wink.
So as you're kind of checking out these miners, you see a group of men. There are five of them. They're wearing shining breastplates and conical steel caps. They're shining in the sun like silver. You can also see on their left breast is a gold sunburst, and people are giving them a wide berth as they walk through the streets.
Who do you think that is?
They're good looking. Look how clean their cloaks are. They sparkle.
Zan probably looks at his like dirty, like flowered, flower-covered cloak and is like,
I start smoothing my dress and trying to adjust my bosom to be a little bit higher.
So these men in their long white cloaks are looking at everyone else like they're garbage. They get closer to you. Around the same time, unfortunately, Lemondora, Scruffin comes busting out of your bodice. There are shops that line the streets with different types of food, bread and cheese and fruit. And his little nose is twitching, and he seems to have smelled something that he really, really wants.
I fall over forward and sort of try to, like, act like I've fallen so Scruffin can leap out of my bosom.
So you see one of the these guys in the white cloaks walk directly up to you, and he says,
halt! Do you walk in the light?
I walk in the light, sir.
And what is that? A rat?
I've never been to a city. They're everywhere.
Rats are servants of the Dark One.
Okay.
No, not okay. That's not our rat. Where'd that rat come from?
It's not my rat.
It's a city. There are rats everywhere.
I saw it crawling out of your bodice. You keep a rat in your bodice?
It fell from the beam.
No, I know what I saw. She might be a dark friend.
And as soon as he said that, the four other behind him start muttering, dark friend, dark friend, dark friend, dark friend.
I try to look around to see if there's any city officials.
You don't see any. They can come to your aid. People have cleared out from around you.
I reach out with my mind to see if there's other rats.
Oh, yeah. There are hundreds of other rats.
I show them the white cloaks, and I ask them to gather and attack the ones that are confronting me.
Okay, so, yeah. Yeah, so rats, great little gray shapes come pouring out of all kinds of nooks and crannies of the building and start pouring into the streets. Any people who people of Berlan who were still kind of standing around gawking now head off. And these rats are like crawling over the white cloaks. They're brushing them off. They're yelling. They're like,
"Oh, get them! Get them! They're definitely dark friends."
Yeah, I think I'm like,
of the dark
I
one.
Run.
Yeah, I start like backing away as soon as the rats come out, and I'm like,
"Who's the dark friend now?"
Yeah, there's rats like there's one like biting this child of light in the neck, and they're yelling, and he's yelling at you.
Get them!
Yeah,
dark friends, probably working with Aes Sedai.
Just run. That's like all that's in the distance.
I run and I look for like a shop or something that I can duck into once they're out of sight.
So you're just turning down narrow alleys and finally you barge into a small dark shop. What does it look like?
It's small, dark, and narrow. It's not very well lit inside. It has a kind of creepy vibe to it. The sign out front says "The Serpent's Charm," and as you enter, you see tons of dusty vials lining the wall, practically from floor to ceiling.
What does it smell like?
It smells like incense, musky smoke, and potions.
Sounds like Trolloc butt.
You see a thin, waif-like woman. What does she look like?
She's about average height. Has short, dark hair, medium copper skin, and she's wearing a lot of silver and bone jewelry.
Zan, I like the look of this place.
It's pretty nice.
I saunter up sexily as I like the look of this woman.
Hello, I'm Lemondora. You can call me Lem.
She likes the cut of your bodice.
Hello, Lemondora. I am Elbane Devara, and I've been expecting you and your friend here.
Elbane? You must have us confused with someone else. We just arrived.
Oh, I know you've just arrived, and I've been expecting you.
Zan, I think these city folk are full of scams. We best be weary.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, you must wait. I have something very important to tell you both.
I'm kind of enamored. I'm intrigued, but also just mostly staring at her well-cut bodice. And so I linger.
I think I stay because Lem stays. But I'm probably hanging back a little bit.
So Albane clearly seems to want to tell you both something. She leads you into another room with a staircase down.
Albane, where are we going?
I must take you downstairs, for what I have to tell you is very, very confidential, and we don't want anyone to overhear.
I don't know about this, Lem.
Does Zan have to come?
No, just you.
I don't know about this, Lem.
Zan, wait upstairs for me. I think she wants to do it. I think this could be my first time.
Oh, okay. I guess I...
If I'm not back in... half an hour.
Half an hour?
I heard it can take some time.
Will Alcine said it only takes 5 minutes.
Will Alcine does take 5 minutes. I've helped him out now and then.
All right, fine. Half an hour. Make it a quick half hour.
Okay.
Right this way, Lemondora. Follow me down.
I follow her down.
Yeah, so Lemondora, tantalized by the prospect of losing her virginity, follows this strange character down the dark stairs, and you're left in the shop alone, Zan. What does she see when she gets downstairs?
It is pitch black. She cannot see anything. And she senses me moving about the room, touching things, doing things, but she cannot see what I'm doing. And then eventually, I light a match and light a candle, and she sees lots of metal twisted shapes in the room, and can't quite tell what it is, but it has a very sinister feel.
I get a little nervous that I'm shifting, but I'm also very excited. So I think my impression is this must be normal.
Yeah, this is probably how it always goes.
This is how city folk get down.
The Muldral orgy starts.
This is how it always happens.
So I walk up closer to Lem, and I say, I see something when I look at you. I see your aura. Do you want to know what I see? I think it's very important.
Yes, please tell me. What do you see?
I see a great romance in your future.
In the near future?
I cannot tell. This will just be an epic romance of your life that lies ahead for you. I also see a trident, a goat, and scores of rats.
Oh, sounds about right.
But there's something else.
What is it?
Your friend Zan. There's something dangerous about him.
Zan?
He will bring great danger to you, and you should not stay with him.
Zan wouldn't harm a fly.
I cannot tell you how
or why.
He's a
miller. He makes great gluten-free bread. How could he be dangerous?
Even gluten-free bakers can be dangerous.
I kind of snuggle up a little closer to her, and I'm like, how do you know I'm not the dangerous one?
Oh, I know. Why don't you come with me farther into the back? I have something to show you.
Okay.
So I take her by the wrist and lead her, and before she really knows what's happening, I shackle her arm to the shackles that are hanging from the wall, connected to the wall.
I'm kind of shocked and I don't exactly resist, but I'm like, Elbane, I think we should talk about this first. It's not really what I had in mind. I mean, maybe it's normal in the cities and all, but in Devon Ride, you know, we usually start with a kiss.
Why do you think I brought you down here?
I don't know. You know, like what a woman does with a woman in a basement. Candles.
That's very tempting. True. I would be lying if I said that's not indeed very tempting to me right now. However, I serve another.
Who do you serve?
Who do you think I serve?
Oh, I don't know. The mayor?
The mayor of Shile Ghul, maybe.
Shile Ghul? You're not a dark friend.
By Azelman, that is who I serve.
Shaitan?
So you get, as soon as the name leaves your lips, Lem, you kind of wish you hadn't said it, and you feel like this strange feeling. Zan, where you are in the upper levels of the shop, you're looking at all these weird things on the walls, like caterpillars, dried caterpillars, and centipedes, and bones, and potions, and different things. And you can hear the rustle of armor and footsteps outside the door.
Outside the, like, into the street?
Yeah, in the street. Coming down.
Coming down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Are there windows in the door?
Not that you can see.
Okay. I think I start kind of, like, looking around for a place to kind of hide. Like, are there any other egresses besides the front door and the door that they went through?
There's another area that looks kind of like an old doorway that's been sealed off. It looks like the only other way out. It's been sealed off with wood. It was once a doorway. Maybe it leads into another shop. You can't really tell. You can hear a loud thud on the wooden door of the shop.
Yeah, I try to... I guess I go up to this maybe door and see if there's any way to get through it.
Okay, so not that you can see. It seems to be sealed pretty completely over with wood.
Yeah.
You can hear voices outside the shop saying,
"Ah, this one again. Of course. We know she's a dark friend."
Yeah, I'm like frantically searching this thing for some sort of switch or lever or...
Looks like she washed it off. Put the dragon's fang back on the door.
So you can hear someone scrawling on the door.
Blood and bloody ashes.
Now kick it down!
Very logical.
Yeah, then I think I just dive towards the door that they went through. If I can make it there.
Yeah, you can head down the stairs.
Yeah, I just head
you
down
can hear
the stairs.
Them calling out.
Dark friends must face the light.
Yeah, I just head down the stairs.
So you see Lemon Door is shackled to a wall. There's weird sinister shapes everywhere
right.
And a lit candle, and she's been shackled to a wall.
Sam, get me out of here.
Lem, how was it? They're fucking...
No.
Children of the Light are up there.
She's a dark friend. She shackled me. She didn't have sex with me. She just shackled me and left me.
Where is she?
I'm so horny, and she just left me. I don't know, but quick, before she comes back.
All right, so I'm, like, scrambling for a key or...
You can't seem to find a key.
Okay,
You're feeling, like, really anxious.
Yeah.
Like, you've heard what happens to people that are dark friends that are found by the Children of the Light. You've heard about it.
Did you see her put a key anywhere? Did you see her put one down? Or
I don't know, just bang it off. Get something.
Okay, so I try to, like, jam the tip of my dagger into the thing that's not working. Is there any sort of a mallet or a hammer or something I can like bang against the shackle?
You can hear the door upstairs just being pounded down. It's being kicked in.
Yeah. So there are like metal shapes and stuff around here, right? Is there anything I can grasp or pick up or like?
You can grab like this weird candelabra thing.
Yeah, I just grab that. Yeah, I just grab that and I'm like banging at on the shackle.
It's not working. Yeah, it's just metal on metal.
Go after our bane.
Where is she?
Oh, she headed that way. She's in the back.
She seems to be gone.
She's gone?
Yeah. So you can hear the door is about to open upstairs. Xan, you're just like filled with fear.
Yeah.
you reach out again to try and get the shackles.
Yeah.
Just now you're just trying to pull
it. I'm trying to pull. I'm probably hurting Lem at this point.
Lem, you feel something. Something happens with Xan, and all of a sudden, like, fire leaps out of his hand, and it's so hot that it burns the shackle off the wall. And you break free. You've got the shackle around your wrists now.
I don't know, but let's get out of here.
Okay, where do we go?
Go to the back.
Right, I look for, like, a back way out. Yeah. There's a staircase up from the basement.
So you don't see anything, but Scruffin is moving around again. And you can feel, like, all these tiny thoughts in your mind. And they say, behind the statue. It's like, they're kind of giving you just images.
Xan, over here.
And I lead him to the statue.
I can barely see you. And I'm trying to follow her.
The images in your mind are flashing. And they're like, the dark place, the tunnels, the quiet places. So you push the statue out of the way, Xan. And you can see there's, like, a hole here where hundreds of rats could come in if they wanted to.
Come on.
Just go.
I lead the way. I dive through it, and I crawl through the rat hole.
Okay, so it's almost like second nature to you, Lemondora, and you're able to easily crawl through this little space. You probably find it kind of weird and gross, Xan, but you follow the hole out. And before you know it, you're back out on the streets of Berlon, and the sunlight's hitting your face.
I think, though, before we reach the sunlight, I, like, look back at Xan, and you might see that my eyes kind of, like, they're not glowing in the dark, but they reflect like there's light on them. And then I emerge.
So now you're in Berlon. You've seemingly for now escaped the Children of the Light, but you don't know if they'll be looking for you again.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can learn more about us at ranlandtv.com and follow us on social.